The 4th of July wouldn't be the same without fireworks. Zambelli Fireworks of Newcastle, Pennsylvania, coordinates more than 3,000 displays each year and 1,800 on the 4th alone. George Zambelli Jr. worked in his family's business as a teenager. Now a physician, he remembers how fireworks became a grand tradition with the Zambellis.
The Zambelli family originally got into fireworks. It was a dream of my grandfather's in Italy back in the late 1890s. In 1893, he ventured over to America and brought his wife and one of the children and decided to try to fulfill his dream here in America.
Well, he hadn't done it there?
Oh, yes. He had done fireworks in Italy as well. But in Italy, at that time, fireworks were more of kind of like a hobby. You fired them at different church celebrations. It certainly wasn't the business that it is today.
So it's an American thing?
Well, I think it's caught on all over the world now. I think back in 1776, when John Adams mentioned that on Independence Day we should celebrate with pomp and parades and bonfires, guns, and illuminations. Since that time, and since the advent of the computers and firing systems, different marketing companies just decided that this is a great form of entertainment. It's a way to paint the skies, and people come from all over, and it's really taken off.
So the firing systems have changed with computers and all, but the actual item is still stuffing a bunch of fireworks into a can, right?
Correct. The pyrotechnic effects themselves change a little, but the hand craftsmanship of pyrotechnics is the same as it was a couple hundred years ago. Paper, paste, twine, same thing.
Is there something particularly exciting for this 4th of July?
Well, new pattern shells, the smiley faces. Each year we try to come up with new low-level effects with serpentine shells that are coming up from the ground, different geometric patterns.
How do you do things like that?
The shell is put together, actually, various string is laid out, and then the what we call cubes or stars are actually attached to the string in the form that you want to have unfold. That is folded up and put in the shell, and then when it bursts, the smiley face in this instance will appear.
Do you have a favorite show?
My favorite show was September 6, 1963. We put on a fireworks display for President Kennedy at the White House. The former king of Afghanistan was the guest that evening. It was a real treat for me. I was in high school, got to drink my first glass of champagne in the Yellow Room. So that's a very, very memorable display for me. We've had the opportunity of displaying fireworks for every president, including and since John F. Kennedy.
George Zambelli Jr. of Zambelli Fireworks in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Fireworks photographs are at npr.org.